I have to admit, I did stare at the closet with its wide-open door for some time, before I eventually grew tired and fell asleep. I remember awakening and opening my eyes once or twice that night, and being aware of an odd smell in my room. It vaguely reminded me of what I always thought the color green would smell like. I had always thought that it should smell of cool, crisp air and grass being freshly cut. That night, inhaling the fragrance that permeated my room seemed to relax and soothe me. It made me feel incredibly tired. Lying there in bed, aware but not quite awake, I began to sense a presence in the room, and with that awareness, all of my old fears returned. I made to move my hands and tried to open my eyes, but they wouldn't obey. I felt frozen in place and listened carefully. I could just hear a whisper of movement to my right, but wasn't sure if I was dreaming or awake. Then I felt a slight dip of weight, as if something had landed on the bed, and felt the pressure of something touching my foot as I lay under the bed covers. My throat was frozen in terror with the urge to scream, but unable to open my mouth or move, I could only lie there in dread. I began to hear a gentle hum of sound, like the kind a small fan makes, but much softer. Shortly after, I heard a voice. Only this voice vibrated in my head, the words not spoken aloud. "Do not fear. I mean no danger," were the thoughts that flooded my mind. Once again, I tried to wake myself from what had to be a sleeping dream, but I was unable to wake up. Still, I tried to open my eyes, but it was as if I had no control over my body. The smell of fresh-cut grass wafted closer, but now it began to take on the earthy odor of the forest, of the wood of the trees shaded from sunlight, the mustiness of leaves and moisture underfoot. As it became more pronounced, it teased my nose into breathing deeper, and as I did, I fell under the spell of its calming influence. Minutes went by with nothing further happening, just a gentle, soothing calm, until whatever it was in my room made its presence known again. As I lay there, in what seemed like suspended animation, I could suddenly feel the bed covers moving slowly down my body until they were completely pulled off me. I heard the rustle of them falling onto the floor at the foot of the bed. Feeling the air flowing through the room, I became chilled as the coolness met my exposed skin. I wore a nightgown, but the soft cotton did little to keep the chill from my body. The goosebumps rose on my bare skin as I felt something sliding onto the bed. It felt like tendrils as it brushed past my toes and up over my ankles. Moving forward, they began to crawl up my exposed legs, and I tried to move, but couldn't. I could feel its rope-like fingers moving along. It rose up each leg until it settled around my thighs and stopped as it reached the elastic of my panties. Tentative soft movements followed the elastic as it felt its way up to the soft skin of my abdomen and stomach. I tried to move away, but it was no good. I began to suspect that whatever aroma was in the air must play a part in paralyzing me, frozen to the bed. I began to whimper when I felt the soft hem of my nightgown being moved upward. The fabric was pulled past my thighs, past my panties, and over my stomach. My closed eyes only heightened the sensation of my skin, and I waited with bated breath as I felt the cotton continue upward. It slid past the soft undersides of my breasts and cleared the taut nipples hardened with fear. A cool waft of the forest-laden air brushed over the reddened tips, and still the gown crept up until I could feel it under my chin and move to cover my face. Lying there in the dark, I clenched my muscles in fear. When I felt the sliding motion of movement at the waistband of my panties, a soft tug, and they were being pulled down. Suddenly I could open my eyes, but only the faintest of shadows moved across the thin cotton as I felt its movement and weight settle.